At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's one of my most favourite times of the month when we speak to our Dr. David Dearden. We're going to be talking about shingles today. If you have any questions, or if you want some free advice whilst he's here, this is how to get in touch.
Please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95.
How are you doing, David?
I'm good, Selena. How are you? Everything good up there?
Yes, everything's fine. It's very quiet at TRE Towers. There's only a couple of us here at any one time, but we're okay.
Not bustling around and commercially active.
No, I'm not sure as it was ever like that. No, I'm joking. It's not how it used to be, and it used to be exactly like you've just said. So it's a different...
Everybody well, though, yeah.
Different. Yes, everybody's fine. Thank you very much. Now then, we're going to be chatting about shingles, and we have had an email from Helena, which I'm going to ask you about shortly. But I thought we'd better start off with the most obvious question. What is shingles?
Well... Shingles is a word that's used to describe a very painful rash that people sometimes develop that occurs either around the trunk or around the body, typically around the trunk or around the body or in the face. It tends to just stick on one side or the other side of the body and can be very painful and cause blisters and raise blisters. And it's basically a... subsequence of previously having had chicken pox in your life.
Right.
When you have chicken pox, the virus doesn't ever leave you. Like, all viruses never leave you. They always hang around. And the chicken pox virus is particularly a little troublesome little thing, and it goes and hides either in your brain or in your nerves.
Ooh.
As we get older, so we see it more commonly in older people, as the immune system is... suppressed, or as people have periods of stress or immune challenges, then they can allow the virus to reactivate in the nerves. And that's why when you get the rash, it tends to be just along one nerve, because it's the virus has been sitting in that particular nerve, and it comes out along the nerve innervation area. So it's a very painful, nasty rash.
Doesn't sound very nice. Well, Helena sent an email this morning. I won't read the whole lot out because it's quite lengthy, but basically her husband is 83 and has been quite poorly. He had COVID in September. Fortunately, no hospitalisation or problems in breathing. He recovered after 3 to 4 weeks. And then in November, he contracted a severe case of shingles. So she has three questions for you, David. The first is, what can he do for the pain?
Right. Okay. So just going back to what I said just now. Obviously, her husband has a number of factors that would have predisposed him to develop the shingles. Firstly, his age, and secondly, he had COVID, and we know COVID is a challenging infection, and so he was probably immunochallenged during the COVID infection, and that's probably what reactivated the varicella zoster virus in his nerve around the side of his chest. So what happens if that's very bad is that nerve actually gets damaged, and therefore, as a consequence, you get aftershock pain from the nerve, which is actually hasn't recovered properly from the infection. Now, normally you would say after a shingles infection, you would expect someone to recover in 3 to 4 weeks, a couple of months. But sometimes that can go on quite a lot longer. So in this particular case, we're now November, December, January, February. So we're 3-4 months in. So with a fair wind and with a bit of luck, hopefully in the next few weeks or a couple of months, things should settle and get better. But the pain that you can have can be quite severe. So there are a lot of things that can be had, and the doctor can help her with this. You can put some, the first things really are things like skin patches for drugs like capsaicin. Capsaicin is an extract of chili peppers, but it does have a very good skin pain controlled effect. So the doctors can prescribe that or give her preparations with capsaicin in it. Local anaesthetic gel or local anaesthetic patches, again, can be used. You may be able to get some of those over the counter. It might be worth talking to the pharmacist about that. The other groups of drugs we use are actually we make effect of the side effects of either anti-epileptic drugs or antidepressants.
Wow.
So some anticonvulsant drugs are very effective in pain control. One of the ones that people may have heard is pregabalin or Lyrica. That's particularly good, and that can lessen the pain. But it has to be used very carefully under direction by a doctor, because it does need to be titrated and started slowly and the dose built up. And then there are a number of other drugs which we use. One of the most common ones that people might have heard on is a drug called amitriptyline, which is an antidepressant drug that we use. But that can also have a side effect where it numbs down the effect of nerve messages. So it has a side effect of actually helping people control pain. So we use that quite widely in the pain control area. There are a number of other drugs which people, won't remember the names, but the doctor should know.
Yeah.
And so the drugs that are used, there is a wide variety of treatments. And if her husband is still with symptoms, I think it's valuable to go and see the doctor and see if he will prescribe something that will help. It may only be for a few weeks or a couple of months, but the pain from this infection can be really debilitating and can really depress people and make their life really unpleasant.
Yeah, I can only imagine. But yeah, good advice. And obviously, always follow your doctor's advice. If you go and see the doctor and maybe suggest some of the things that David's mentioned, and see if you can have something for the pain relief.
Now, one of the other questions that was asked, I think, by the caller, by Helena, was him being due to have his COVID jab, and
yes,
should he have it while his immune symptoms are low? Well, it's a very controversial area, this, so I think given the fact that he has had COVID and that he's had this bad infection, I think there would be a very strong argument to defer any vaccination. And obviously there is an academic argument as to whether the vaccination is necessary at all if someone's had the infection. The information that's being passed out by public health England and so on is that people should have the vaccine even if they've been infected. But in this particular case, I think there would be a strong argument to defer this certainly for a couple of months. And I would certainly talk to the health authorities and say, look, you know, he's immunocompromised at the moment and just recovering from a bad shingles attack as well as the COVID, and see what they say. This isn't an active virus. But the Pfizer vaccine isn't an active virus, but it will be challenging his immune system again. And I think he probably needs to recover a bit from what he's had over the last few months before having the vaccine. But other doctors may give different advice, but that would be the advice that I would give.
Yeah, poor guy, he's really going through the mill. So they're the first two questions. The third question, which I think you've answered, David, is how long to recover, and I think you said 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, typically 3 to 4 weeks, but I mean, if you get post-herpetic neuritis or post-herpetic infections or pain from this, then it can take quite a while. I mean, the peripheral neuralgia, and as Helena said in her question, it can cause all the symptoms that she's describing in her husband: aching limbs, loss of appetite, weight loss, exhaustion, the lack of difficulty concentrating, and even mood swings. So this can all be related to the shingles, and coming so quickly on the back of the COVID, which was probably the trigger for the shingles being reactivated, or the varicella virus being reactivated. He's had two really quite severe hits in quick succession, and you know, at his age, it's clearly going to hit him hard, you know, compared to somebody in their 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
So I think the gentleman needs to really be built up. I would suggest, you know, vitamin supplements, probably vitamin D would be good. We know vitamin D is beneficial in people who've had COVID for a number of months after the infection. Zinc is also, has been shown in some studies to be beneficial. So zinc supplements, again, to try and help him recover. I would say, you know, good nutrition and really rest, and just give him time to get over this, because it sounds pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Poor man.
She said, and I know you read the email, she said he's lost his appetite, which isn't a good thing, yeah. Is it?
No, of course not. So high-energy drinks from the pharmacy, you know, with things like Complan or Fortisips and so on, where you get a lot of energy in a very small volume, are worth considering as well, just to keep the nutrients up and the energy levels up.
And is it normally in older people, David, that shingles occurs?
Yes, it tends to occur in people over the age of 50. I mean, rarely it can happen under that age, but certainly certainly over the age of 50. And in the US and so on, they recommend people to have a vaccination against shingles. But remember, this is a vaccine. This is a virus that comes from a childhood illness. So a lot of people will have had chickenpox as children. So they are potentially at risk of shingles. But you can't catch shingles. You can't pass shingles on to somebody else. But clearly, if you've got active infection, it's important to make sure you don't contaminate somebody else, because you can give them chickenpox. But the you know, the close contact with other people should be avoided. Good hydration, pain control, etc., are all the basic treatments. I mean, you know, there isn't much else you can do other than work your way through it and take painkillers for the pain. Keeping the skin area where the rash is clean and not letting any dressings stick to it. And the doctors can give you antiviral creams, which are very good, which can be placed directly on the skin, Zovirax or another similar drug, which will directly kill the virus to a degree. Sometimes the rashes can get secondary infected, so you might need an antibiotic as well. But good hygiene and keeping the area clean, but, you know, and cool compressing, because it can be very, very uncomfortable and very painful.
And I guess the rest is just a waiting game, waiting till it runs its course.
Yes, as I said, it is. There's no magic quick way to get it to get better. You have to go through the course of the infection, which, as I said earlier, is you know, 3 to 4 weeks. What is important is that anybody with the virus or with shingles should be particularly careful about young babies, newborns, pregnant women, and people with weakened immune systems, so people having cancer treatment or people who are, you know, unwell from COVID or another illness. So it's important that it's not spread, but, you know, giving you won't. You've got to have had chickenpox to get shingles.
That was going to be my next question. Actually, you have to have had chickenpox. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You can't develop shingles from someone who's got shingles, but you can pass the virus on, which can result in chickenpox.
Right. Okay. Got you. And just so as we are clear, the symptoms are mainly a rash, but feeling as Helena's husband seems to be very unwell, pain. Would you get a fever?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a typical viral presentation with a fever and so on. But it's typically associated with a pain, and the pain will typically be in a band around the chest, or around the abdomen, or on one side of the face. The facial ones are particularly bad because sometimes they can involve the nerve around the eye and give you pain around the eye, but eyelids and so on, which is really uncomfortable. But yes, you get this unexplained pain, and then you get a rash, which tends to just be in a band, and then you get the blisters. So it comes unwell, pain, rash, blisters in that sequence. But sometimes it all comes together.
Yeah, sounds awful. How would a doctor diagnose it? Would he know by just checking you over, or do you have to have a blood test?
Yeah, I mean, it's a visual clinical diagnosis, and you know, very rarely we would take some of the fluid out of a viral little viral blister and send it to the lab to confirm a diagnosis. But most GPs and most doctors should be able to diagnose it just visually. It's a classic rash, a bit like rubella and various other things. They are part of, you know, the day to day expertise of our family doctors, and most doctors should pick it up.
And we've talked about vaccination for COVID. Can you have a vaccination against shingles?
There are vaccinations for shingles, yes, indeed, and certainly in the States they recommend a vaccination program for people over the age of 50. The UK also has a program which is worth considering. The GPs there will pass out vaccines to people who ask for them in the over 50 age group, for sure. There's now a vaccine for chickenpox, as we know, so it's a similar type of vaccine, but it's given out to older people rather than the younger chickenpox vaccine.
Right, okay. Well, Helena, I hope Dr. David's helped, and we do wish your husband better. Hope he's better soon. Let us know. And David, as always, it's been very informative, as it always is.
I'm glad you find it useful.
I do.
I hope the listeners find it useful. Medicine's an interesting world, isn't it?
And the body's just an interesting machine.
Yeah, and I think, well, exactly. And I think a lot of what we take for granted as doctors, I think a lot of people don't fully understand or find confusing. So it's good that people find it helpful to have things explained a bit, but for sure, I think I'm glad you like it, and the listeners seem to like it.
And how can people get in touch with you?
Well, we're still in lockdown, so the best way is to get me through my clinic in Gibraltar on 00350-200-4999. And depending on the lockdowns, it depends whether or not I'll be able to get to Spain more frequently. I do get up there to operate from time to time, but it's difficult. But we certainly can do online consultations, and we can do Zoom consultations, and we have a number of specialists that we English speaking specialists that we work with, who we can help people. Put them in contact and help manage their care. So it's one of the things about COVID is it's taught us as doctors how to work in the modern world using modern technology.
I think it's taught everybody that.
So we found a lot of people we've been able to reach out to a lot of people on the costas, and now across Spain, actually. I've got patients up in Seville and Cordoba calling in, and we're managing them from there as well, which is good.
Amazing.
And our network involves UK consultants and English speaking consultants here, and and consultants on the Costas as well. So we have a big network of, I think we've probably got 35, 40 specialists that we're in touch with.
Crikey.
That we can help people with their conditions.
Yeah, all good stuff. Well, listen, you stay safe, David, until next month.
And you, take care. Look after yourself.
You
and
too.
Best everybody at the station there, okay?
Thanks a lot, David. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.